And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to help you work on your financial freedom by telling you about how I achieved financial freedom. Now, I didn't just overnight achieve financial freedom. It took some work, took some effort on my part. It took something called membership in an organization called Lifestyles Unlimited. So what am I getting at? Well, let me take you all the way back to the beginning, because I was taught that there's a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. And it was to do the following things. I was supposed to do well in school. I did. I actually am one of the few people you'll meet that enjoyed high school. I know a lot of you are like, high school, hate high school. Okay, I get that. But I enjoyed high school. I had fun. And it wasn't necessarily going to the classes, because I found the classes to be, you know, with the exception of a couple of them, mundane, boring, just like you did. But it was the extracurricular things that I did in high school that made it enjoyable for me. I was involved in speech and debate. I was involved with different sporting events. I was involved with different extracurricular types of things that you do after school. I'm not going to get into what those things were, because you might call me a nerd or a dweeb or something like that. But at the end of the day, I did well in school, because I was taught that path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness was to do just that. And more importantly, not only was I supposed to get good grades in high school, and I got fairly good grades. I think I had a 3.4 GPA coming out of high school. And because I did all those extracurricular things, I was a well-rounded student. So what that allowed me to do was get into a good college, because I was taught that was the next step. Get into a good college and get a degree. Now, why was I taught that? Because back in the 80s, this is the time frame when I graduated from high school and when I went to college. Back in the 80s, we were all programmed to understand, and there was plenty of empirical data out there to support the argument, that people that went to college and got a job with that degree tended to make more money than people that just went into the workforce. Now, I think that's changed over time. I think there are things that you can do by going to high school, getting that high school diploma, and then going into the workforce that could make you more money than going to college and getting a degree. But back in the 80s, that was the routine. That was what everybody was taught. Go to college, get that degree. So what did I do? Well, I went to college. And I will tell you, getting to college was kind of difficult for me, and here's why. It wasn't because I couldn't get into a college. I actually applied for 5 different colleges. I was accepted by 4 of them, and I ultimately went to the University of Southern California. I'm a Trojan. Make all the jokes you want. I've heard them all, but that's where I went to college. And the problem that I had was I had no money to pay for college. And that's a private school. So the tuition, books, fees, room and board, all of that were very expensive. It was actually more money per year than my parents made in a year. Well, I did what every other high school student does. I applied for scholarships. And I'd get like a $500 scholarship here. I'd get like maybe a $1,000 scholarship there. But it wasn't enough money to pay for the tuition, books, fees, and room and board that I needed in order to go to school. So I was in a situation where I was almost ready to give up on my hopes and dreams and doing what everybody had told me to do. And then I discovered something called ROTC. Now, what's ROTC? ROTC is the Reserve Officer Training Corps, and it's offered by the United States Army, the United States Navy, and the United States Air Force. And what those scholarships were designed to do was cover your tuition, your books, your fees. Back in the day, they didn't pay for room and board, but the big bulk of the expense was the tuition, the books, the fees, right? So I applied to all three services, And here was my result. The Air Force was the first to come back to me, and they said, hey, you know what? You'd make a great Air Force officer. We're going to offer you a 2-year scholarship. And I thought, wow, 2 years paid in full. That's pretty good. And I didn't cover the room and board, but I mean, it covered the bulk of my expenses. But then I realized, wait a minute, it's a 4-year degree. How am I going to pay for the first 2 years of college? I don't have the money to do it. I don't have the scholarships earned in order to pay for the first 2 years. So I had to tell the Air Force, unfortunately, thanks for the offer, but I'm not going to be a member of the Air Force. So I kind of went back into the doldrums. And then the Navy showed up and they said, look, we're going to offer you a 3-year scholarship. And I thought, wow, this is a better deal than the Air Force. They're going to offer me a 3-year scholarship. And then I realized, how am I going to pay for that 4th year of school? I don't have the money to pay for that 4th year of school. So I thought, you know, I'm right back in the doldrums. I'm right back where I was because I can't pay for the 1st year of school. And then the United States Army showed up and they said, look, you'd make a good United States Army officer. We're going to give you a 4-year scholarship. And I thought to myself, this is it. This is the golden ticket that I've been looking for. And all I have to do is accept the scholarship, do well in school, do well in ROTC, get commissioned as a second lieutenant after I completed my degree path, and then I would serve in the United States Army for, I think the obligation was an 8-year obligation, 4 years on active duty, 4 years of reserve time, and then I could depart the Army if I wanted to do it. And they're going to pay my tuition, my books, my fees, my ancillary expenses. They actually paid me $100 a month as a stipend to cover some of the extra expenses I had associated with being an ROTC student, you know, like haircuts and things like that, or, you know, going out and having a couple beers with my buddies. But at the end of the day, I signed a contract to serve in the United States Army, and in exchange for that contract, they paid for my education. So I felt that I was on the path to financial freedom. But here's the problem. I wasn't really on the path to financial freedom. I was on the path to being the middle class. I'm very clear about that. I'm not picking on people that serve in the United States military. I just want to point out that when you serve in the United States military, it is not a path to financial freedom. Now, some of you would argue, well, hey, Al, I know that you earn a pension because you always talk about that pension on the radio show. And it's true. I do earn a pension. And that pension came at a cost. I had to serve on active duty for a minimum of 20 years, which I did. And in exchange for that minimum 20 years of service, I get some money. But that money works out to be about 1/3 of what I used to make when I was on active duty. So here's the problem that I was referring to when we went to break. When the Army selected me for promotion from lieutenant colonel to colonel, I ran into a problem because they had to have a position to promote me into. Well, the Army didn't do a really good job of managing colonels and lieutenant colonels back in the day. So when it came time for me to promote, there was no place for me to promote into. There was no slot available to me. And while that was going on, the Army was looking at me because I was coming up on my maximum time of service as a lieutenant colonel. It's 27 years is your maximum time in service as a lieutenant colonel. You have to promote to colonel to get to a 30-year mark. And I was in my 27th year. So I was boarded. In other words, they put me in front of a retirement board and I was selected for retirement. So that selection came before I could be promoted. So once that board selected me for retirement, I was done. There was going to be no promotion for me. It basically took me off the table for promotion to the next rank. So I found myself in what we call Fort Living Room. All you military people know exactly what I'm talking about. Fort Living Room is your house for all you non-military people. So I was retired, and the month after I retired, I started earning that pension. But that pension only paid me 1/3. You heard me correctly. Only 1/3 of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. But my expenses of living, my expenses for my housing, my expenses for, I would say vehicles, but my vehicles were all paid off. My expenses for insurance, my expenses for food and clothing, my, you know, all the expenses that you pay, I paid them too. And my expenses still were at a level of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty, because we were a single income household. Mrs. Gordon didn't work, and that was by design. So when I left the military and tried to live off of one third of what I used to make, there was a financial Armageddon going on in my house. Yeah, I mean, it was bad, because you try living off of one third of what you make right now while keeping your expenses exactly where they're at. You see how it works out well for you. And I'm here to tell you, based on my experience, it doesn't work out well at all. Now, fortunately for me, I had been listening to a guy by the name of David Ramsey, who told me to pay off everything that I could pay off. So I had four vehicles sitting in my driveway that I had completely paid off. So what I did was I went to my bank with one of the titles for one of the vehicles, and I took out a title loan. Now, that did increase my expenses every month, but it gave me a big bucket of money. And I used that money to live off of while I looked for a job to replace my income. When I didn't find that job to replace my income and I ran out of money, I took another title down to the bank, and I did that wash, rinse, repeat until I ran out of vehicles in my driveway that were owned free and clear. Now I had four vehicles sitting in my driveway that I owed money on. And as I was just getting ready to pull out a credit card, because my credit cards all have cash advance features to them, I finally landed a job. But it wasn't the job that I had hoped to have, the job that would pay me, you know, like a six-figure income or greater. It was a job that paid me less money than that, but it was enough money to make up the difference between what my pension was paying me and what I used to make in the United States Army. So my new middle-class retirement plan became this: work until the age of 70. Now, you have to understand, when I left the United States Army, I was 50 years of age. And all of this happened when I was age 50. I mean, the financial Armageddon all occurred during my 50th year on this planet. And ironically, I thought that all I could do was work for somebody else, trade time for money, make that income. Now, this new job, it had a pension component to it also. So I figured, okay, if I could last for 20 years, I could build up a second pension. Now, that second pension wasn't going to pay as much as my military pension, but it would still pay me a decent amount of money. And then I'd be 70 years of age. You heard me correctly, 70 years of age, and I could take my maximum Social Security benefit. And based on my calculations, that would be enough between the two pensions and the Social Security to at least make ends meet. And I will tell you this, it was a terrible plan. It was awful. When we come back from the break, I'll pick up the story. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 for 2 years. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by telling you the story of my mediocre existence. Not the current existence that I have now, but the mediocre existence that I subscribe to because I was taught that there was a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, and it was to do well in school, get into college, get a degree, get a good job out of college that gave me a good pay, benefits, retirement plan, maybe such as a pension, stock option, 401k. And what I did earlier in the show was I explained to you my pursuit of that. I was focused on the prize. I was focused on a middle-class mindset because that's what I had been taught by everybody in my life that I trusted. People like my parents, my teachers, everybody like that had an influence on my life taught me that the path to financial freedom was mediocrity. So I got to a point in my life where I retired from the United States Army through no fault of my own. It was just a business decision that the Army made. And I found myself in Fort Living Room trying to live off of one third of what I used to make because my pension only pays me a portion of what I used to earn. Every military pension is like that. And ironically, those pensions are expensive for the military. So the military's done away with them. They've actually done away with them. So people going into the military now, they don't even get the option to earn a pension. They get something called a thrift savings plan, which is kind of like a 401k, because it's cheaper for the military to do that than to offer the benefit of a pension. Now, for me, the pension was something that I thought was very valuable because it would pay me a wage when I left the military. And my pension does pay me a wage that I don't necessarily have to work for. So it's in effect passive income. But here's the problem. It took me 27 years of my life to earn the pension that I earn now. And that pension only pays me, again, one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. And that caused a financial Armageddon in my life to the point where I had to take out loans on vehicles that I owned free and clear in order to get by while I was looking to find a job because that's the only thing I knew. That's the only thing the military taught me to do was to go back into the workforce, to trade time for money, to continue down the middle class mindset path. And I'm here to tell you, it's a terrible plan because my plan ultimately resulted in me having a retirement plan that was focused on the age of 70. The new job had a pension component to it, and if I just spent 20 years in that job, I would get a pension. Now, that pension wouldn't pay as much as my military pension, but again, it would be passive income. And then I'd be 70 years of age. I could take my maximum Social Security benefit. So between the two pensions and maximum Social Security benefit, I should be, you know, making ends meet. But here's the problem. I'd be 70 years of age. And I'm not 70 years of age right now. I am only 60 years of age. If I were still following that plan, I'd still have 10 more years to go. Now, let me point out to you, I killed that plan at the age of 53, because at the age of 53, that's when I found Lifestyles Unlimited. And I found them on the radio very, very similar to what you're doing right now. I heard somebody tell me about things like passive income, things like I could buy an asset and that asset could pay me a portion of money and I could use that money to offset my expenses of living. And I paid attention to that. And at the age of 53, I went to something called a free workshop that Lifestyles Unlimited offers. And they unfolded information to me that I had never seen before. Information that was designed to help me change my life, to change my middle class mindset and transition it more to a millionaire's mindset. So I did what I was told by Lifestyles Unlimited. And what they told me to do was sign up and become a member. So I did. I signed up and I became a member. And I will tell you, it took me 2 years to reposition my entire financial livelihood, but I repositioned it. So at the age of 55, you know what I found? I found retirement, but this time it stuck. See, the first time I found retirement was when the military decided it was time for me to go. I was 50 years of age when that happened, and it was their decision. It wasn't my decision. I was retired, but I was physically retired. I was not financially retired, and I went through turmoil, financial turmoil, and then I found a job. I continued my middle class mindset approach to life, and then I founded Lifestyles Unlimited 3 years after I left the military. 2 years after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I achieved retirement. Now, I'm here to tell you, most members of Lifestyles Unlimited take about 5 years to get the retirement done. But because I already had a pension in place, I didn't have to replace the income that the pension provided. I only had to replace the other two-thirds that I didn't have. And I went to work doing it. I bought into multifamily assets. I repositioned some single family assets that I owned, and I became much more lucrative with my investing strategy. I made much more passive income, and I was able to achieve retirement after 2 years of membership. Now, keep in mind, I was desperate because, unlike many of you, I tasted retirement. When I left the military and I didn't have to put that uniform on anymore and I didn't have to do what I was told to do at any given moment, man, that was kind of a feeling of relief. It was kind of a feeling that I was lost a little bit, but at the end of the day, it was a feeling of relief. It was a feeling of, wow, this is what retirement feels like. But I had that feeling of retirement slip out of my hands because my middle class mindset had put me into a position where I had to go back into the workforce. And the only thing I knew was that middle class mindset. I had not developed a millionaire's mindset. So what Lifestyles Unlimited did for me was it changed my mindset. It showed me a completely different path that I followed to achieve retirement at the age of 55. Now, I'm 60 years of age now. So for the past 5 years, I have been enjoying retirement. Let me tell you what it's like to be retired. I don't wake up to an alarm clock. I do not sit in traffic on my way to work or on my way from work. I don't sit in traffic during the work hours. I go to the store when I want to go to the store. And you know when I go to the store? I go to the store when nobody else goes to the store. So I have the whole store available to me. But let me point out to you the fact that I had moved away from being part of the masses of society. I am now in the retired segment of society, and I get to do what I want when I want to do it on my own terms and conditions. The only requirement that I actually have in my life is I show up to do this radio show, but it's not work to me, because what I'm doing for you is I'm helping you understand that there is a better path to financial freedom than the path that you're on. You are right now trading time for money. You're buying stuff that's not getting you to financial freedom. You're spending your money on assets that aren't producing cash flow for you. And that's the secret sauce right there. You have to buy assets that produce an income stream for you. I don't worry about W-2 income, because at the end of the day, the only W-2 income that I have comes from my pension. Now, all of my passive income that comes from real estate, well, that's processed in a different way by the IRS. My passive income that comes from my real estate, no strings attached. There's no lead investor out there that's going to say, "Hey, Al, we're struggling with our investment asset. I need you to come to work on the asset." That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen at all. My single family investments, I don't work on the single family investments. The single family assets themselves are all good to go. I don't worry about my real estate. What do I do with my time? Well, some of my time I spend talking to you on the radio. Now, some of you would argue, "Well, Al, that's a job. You have to show up at a certain time and do your radio show." You're right. I do have to show up at a certain time to do my radio show. But here's the thing. To me, it's more like a hobby. I treat it like a hobby. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy getting inside of your mind and sharing with you information that nobody else is willing to share with you. I think this is a beautiful thing for me to do in retirement, and I am willing to help you out. I am willing to help other people by doing this radio show. It is my gift to you, and I'm very thankful for Del Walmsley for giving me the microphone and giving me the opportunity to do it. Yeah, it's part of the Lifestyles Unlimited culture. When you become a member, and you will become a member, you're going to find that you're going to meet other people that are willing to help you out in your journey. Now, normally, on these radio shows that I do on Tuesday, it's normally a Tell Al radio show. My guest was unavailable. And why do the guests come on the show? Do they come on to self-promote? No. Do they come on because of their ego? No. Why do they come on then? Well, they come on because they understand that in our culture, we are all about helping other people. And part of that is helping you understand that there is a better path to financial freedom than what you are doing right now. See, you are stuck with that middle-class mindset that I used to have. You need to break free of the reins that are holding you back. You need to think about the possibilities of living your life a completely different way. In other words, maybe consider living your life where you're in 100% control of what you do. Now, it's funny. I was listening to the Del Walmsley radio show the other day, and I heard Del talking about his train sets and the fact that he's been involved with model trains for, like, I think he said the last 20 years. And what he does is he goes in and he builds like a scenario. He builds a scene and he tries different things and he does different things with it. And then he gets an idea to change it. So what does he do? He just like destroys what he did and rebuilds it better. And he's been doing that for 20 years. And here's the thing, that costs money to do that sort of stuff. But where does he get the money from? From his real estate investments, from his passive income sources. That's where the money comes from. He also mentioned, now I didn't even know this, but he also mentioned that he's got a guitar collection. Now he points out that he's not that good of a guitarist where, you know, he could be in a rock band or anything like that, but he enjoys playing music. He enjoys his guitar collection. And here's the thing. He buys those things with the money that he receives from passive income. Now, many of you out there, you have hobbies, but here's the problem. You don't have passive streams of income supporting your hobbies. You are trading time for money to do the hobbies that you do. And here's the other thing. You don't get the time that you really want to devote to your hobbies because you're stuck in the rut. You are stuck in doing what you're doing. You are stuck trading time for money. I'm here to tell you, there is a completely different way. I am here to tell you that, call me the town crier if you will, call me what you want. I don't really care. I'm real estate retired. I get to do what I want to do with the time that's available to me. If I decide that radio is no fun anymore and I don't want to do it, I just simply say, you know what? I'm done. Now, that's not going to happen because, like I pointed out to you, I love what I am doing. I enjoy sharing information with you. And I plan to do this for as long as Del Walmsley is willing to give me the microphone. And at the end of the day, if I can change your mindset, if I can get you to understand that there is a place to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness, and it doesn't involve trading time for money, then I consider myself a success. I consider somebody that who has helped you understand the better path. At the end of the day, the choice is yours. At the end of the day, if you're an American, you have freedom. You have freedom of choice. You have freedom to do essentially what you want to do. Oh, and by the way, what your boss tells you to do, because you don't have freedom from your boss. Your boss is in control of your life. What you have to do is change what you are doing, and you can change it with just one asset at a time. Start with one particular asset, and if you don't know how to do that, keep listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, because we will share with you the secrets to success, and then become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where all the elements affect you positively. And if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del Walmsley's doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, what I want you to do, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.